Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I can't believe I actually have that totally 100% committed to memory.
I was going
to
say, you didn't even blink.
Yeah, I don't even
know how to drop that. That was excellent.
I don't even know where that comes from.
Wow.
All right, Funchy, what do we need
to do? I'm going to do a quick one since we got, you know, it's bananas here. We got Momo, we got Sliwa coming
up. We got all sorts of things going on.
I know. You know, guys trying to feed us drinks in the break.
Right.
You know,
and some guys taking them.
Yeah, right. All right. MLB All-Star Week opens this first ever beach event at the Santa Monica Pier today. And it's runs through the whole weekend. They're going to have All-Star yoga classes. They're also going to have baseball-themed sand sculptures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, cool. They're going to have a shop for official All-Star merchandise. Also, batting and pitching cages and interactive games and promotions in a baseball-themed setting.
Yep.
So I'll be at the Santa Monica Pier. Go out there tomorrow after you guys are done here tonight. It'll be all weekend.
I know a lot of people that are hitting that up. That sounds like a fun event. Yeah. Santa Monica is something that they're doing this season to try to sort of activate some more places in L.A. I'm not saying they're getting everywhere, y'all, but they're trying to do more things other than just at the ballpark.
All right, well, that is what you need to know. Being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I did it again. All right, here he is. We have been waiting to talk to this gentleman.
Oh, we have.
All week.
We have.
Fellas.
So.
Oh, Funchy's breaking out his ass Slee undershirt.
Oh, nice. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Travis and Slee extravaganza in the morning, here he is, everybody. Ask Slee himself live and in person. Alan Slee.
Make some noise, y'all.
Yeah.
Make some noise for Slee.
Slee, 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 Slee.
So, Slee, we got to address some things.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Now, I know Travis is your co-host,
yep.
And I know you guys are very good friends.
Yep.
I know you reveal many things about yourself to him when you're not on the podcast. However.
Yep, that's correct.
I also know that you have been buying into this notion that I am some kind of a ridiculous baseball bully, as opposed to a person who brings things like, I don't know, what might be in your right hand right now to support his teammates.
Okay, so this might be one of the greatest gifts I've ever received.
Is this the last greatest gift I got
this
you?
This is unbelievable.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You also brought me bourbon from
Kentucky.
Straight out of Kentucky, so you've done a good thing. But all Travis and I were trying to say is that if we're down 4-2, in the second inning.
Sure.
You might be ripping us.
No.
In the middle of the,
I'll bring it in. But
in the dugout, I feel like I might get yelled at.
No.
Oh, you're worried about getting yelled at.
I might get yelled at.
First of all.
I'm okay with it. It's just, it's
what's the word? Praise in public, punish in private.
Yes.
I think that's a thing that people say. I'm going to take you out to the bullpen and yell at you if I have to. No, I'm joking.
First off,
but if I have to raise my voice.
I thought you were bringing cleats.
No.
100%.
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
I brought cleats.
You got cleats?
Yeah.
No, I didn't bring cleats. I brought some other fly kicks that I'm going to change into and never played in. But
we
probably
thought
the first
you were
and last
playing
time.
For MVP tonight.
No, I'm here to be.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with.
No, that's not what I do. I want to make sure that everybody has a good time. That's why, courtesy Kip, everybody brought something. You know what I mean? I got all my equipment. I got the cooler.
Did you hear what he's got for the
cooler? Has sunflower seeds, Gator juice, all of that.
Yeah.
Double bubble
gum.
That's you how don't I need operate. Anything else.
That's so while they're eating gummies, we're chewing gum.
Right.
Out of curiosity, if we want a gummy, can we have both?
You can.
Or no?
Yes. After the third, I'll allow it.
Okay.
Question, though.
A lot of free agent pickups during the week from Mace.
Okay. So I want to ask you about that in terms of what your analysis was of the free agent pickups from what you saw during your day part.
Well, I love, Mace threw it off. He's very casual. He's like, I had no idea Brady played baseball in high school for all 4 years.
Yeah, but you know what? He said that after I walked into the studio on Tuesday. After doing a pre-interview with Brady backstage, I walk in, I drop all this knowledge on Mason about how decorated Brady's high school baseball career.
And then next thing you know.
The rest of the week, he's like, I didn't know that. I didn't hear
about
that.
So you're not buying that?
No, sir.
He had no idea Matt Burke was 6'6" and played football. I don't know if that helps.
Well, he played at USD. You know, he kind of made it seem like, hey, I played at Purdue. Oh, but then I transferred to the University of San Diego. How many receptions did you have as a tight end? Zero. We're like, okay.
0.0.
All right. Hey, it's nice.
It's a Catholic school. He went to church every Sunday. So
I understand.
So, Slee, you've clearly made it obvious that you had no intent to prepare before today, which is another discussion.
Okay, did you hear the discussion this morning with Trav about my attempt to go to a batting cage yesterday?
I missed that, but you didn't give me the short version.
Okay, South Pasadena.
Yeah.
Went out there. They say they close at 8. Went on the website. Says close at 8. I even called in like, hey, if we don't answer the phone, maybe we're in a private session.
Sure.
Get out there. Place is closed. I guess it's been closed for a couple of weeks. But I did take BP here.
Okay, so I heard from another teammate. Okay. Again, we teach accountability in this program, and our teammates do well in front of the coach to make sure that we all know what's going on. I heard you had a great session.
It was all right. I pulled everything.
Okay.
I mean, you tell me.
Hit righty or lefty?
Righty.
Okay.
I couldn't shift it to left if my life depended on it.
Okay, that's good to know. We'll keep that in mind for our situationals. Hit and runs, out.
Right.
But do you feel okay physically? Forget about the contact.
Completely good.
You're good. Okay.
But what do you feel about playing second base? Are you good with that?
Quick update before that.
Well, don't change me. I got to stay second.
Okay, stay second. But I am now playing first, and Mario is playing second, and Kirk is playing center.
Okay, good
we
idea.
Just switched some things around.
Good idea. A second. Yeah.
Now Steve Mason is jumping in here.
Hey.
Oh, Mace is here.
Hey, Mace. Is your mic
What's
on?
Up?
I don't know if your mic's on.
Yeah, it's on.
Is it?
Okay. I can hear me. Can you hear me?
Casual free agency pickups this week, and I love every time your response.
Yep.
What? Brady played baseball?
I had no idea Brady played baseball.
You're still selling that lie?
Honestly, I was just like, name an intern. I said, okay, Brady.
That's it.
Brady was on the team.
Right, but
little did I know he had this. Apparently he has a resume of some kind. I don't know.
Well, I told you what I learned.
What?
I told you. I sat with you Tuesday afternoon in the studio.
Yes.
I said I talked to Brady backstage.
Right.
You gave me a hard time about the word backstage.
Right, backstage.
And then and I told you about this baseball career this kid just had.
Yeah, it's lucky.
Just pure luck.
Lucky guess.
Just pure luck.
Lucky guess.
I mean, such a great
Because I could have said Quinn, the intern. But Brady's the name that popped into my head.
Gotcha. Now, Slee here wants to know if he can have a gummy.
Yeah, because we're talking about, well, here's what's happening on. They said, we got to get past a certain inning before we can.
Third inning.
Yeah, but I mean, if you gummy up at the start of the game,
then you'll
by the fourth inning you'll start feeling it.
See, why are you giving away my rule? This is just blowing my whole cover as to why I was trying to wait till after the third inning.
It's time released.
Yes, it's time released.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ace, what have you been doing for the last 2.5 hours since you got off the air?
Socializing, man. I went over the batting cage and actually felt pretty good about it.
All right.
Felt pretty good about it. Slee apparently went to the batting cage and people are raving about what Slee was
I heard
able
that
to
was
do.
A quality session.
I heard he was
just
raking.
Not done that because if I start
No, there's no world in which not practicing makes you better than practicing.
No, I'll tell you, the thing about Sliwa is he may be the sleeper of the whole field. Sliwa is he's slow playing this thing.
So what I was going to say is Kaplan mentioned this, is that the reason why I'm the coach is because I know how to deal with talent. I know how to press the different
buttons. You're a bench coach.
I'm a bench coach, but I'm managing the lineup and stuff.
Very Phil Jackson-y.
Slee is claiming the slow play, but I knew I had to put a little pressure on him. I knew I had to say Slee is our weakest link as far as I can see because I hadn't seen nothing.
Yes.
That was the whole point.
Unbelievable. Second, I'm excited about it. I'll take
good.
Second.
All right.
Is Berg still at third?
Yeah. Berg is still at third.
Berg's
as long
at third.
As I'm not at third.
Berg's going to see a lot of ground
balls. Berg is going to see a lot of ground balls.
I was at the batting cage, and everybody that went up there, Deadpool.
Really? Okay. Well, then we might have to do.
Deadpool.
We might have to make an adjustment, but that's fine.
It's hard to sit on a rainbow pitch. You know what I'm saying?
Take it
the other way. It's hard.
You're used to dealing with 85-mile-an-hour heaters.
Exactly.
So. you're in right field, though, right?
I am.
And we don't know on our lineup necessarily who's how many lefties we have.
Yeah. We have you.
Okay.
You're lefty. Kurt Sandoval says he's going to take at least one at-bat lefty.
Then I'll take one at-bat righty. I will, too.
Are you a left-hander or a right-hander?
I'm both.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
You're a switch hitter?
Correct.
Wow.
How do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got more experience than me.
Yeah.
I was never a switch hitter.
Yeah. I do it both ways, man. I go both ways.
Oh,
right and
hey,
left.
Yeah, look out.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
300 and 280.
Right Morales-esque. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Keyshawn's here.
Yeah, I saw he came in. Key's in the building.
Yep.
The place is really filling out. Mace, I got to ask you, when we were at the Mandy's.
Yes.
We all kind of said, wow, this is really quite the radio function. You know what I mean? In terms of remotes.
Yes.
How do you grade this? Again, you're the career radio guy here who's done the wackiest bits of all of us. How do you feel about this?
It's pretty effing cool, isn't
right?
it? I mean, seriously, we're going to fill this place up. It's going to be rowdy. Everybody brought coolers.
Awesome.
People brought signs, which I didn't.
Speaking
did you see
which,
the guy with the Team Mason Casper. T-shirt back
yes.
there?
Yes. Yeah. But did you see Casper Villa right here?
Bonavita!
Casper.
This
Casper,
is Ken Castillo.
Casper is Go my Mace. Personal hype man.
Yeah.
Go kind of Mace. The way Mike Tyson used to have a hype man.
Yeah.
You know? And we walked in and we did all this social media together. Show Clinton your sign, Casper.
Yeah.
Come on
I saw
this
that.
This is fantastic.
This is Mace an amazing
Mace.
Sign.
I mean, it's a full storyboard of the Mace plant with the centerpiece of the eyebrow shaving.
Yeah,
I mean,
put
this
that,
is real
I put that
P1
out on
action.
Social media. That is serious hardcore
somebody
work.
Somebody tripped
there.
You. Somebody tripped you, and I still think it was a dirty play. Who was that behind you?
Corey Maggette.
That was Dr. Clapper.
Damn, Corey Maggette.
I thought that was Clapper
Corey
who was on the grassy knoll.
Corey Maggette was the one that took me
what
out
a
with
cheap
a hard
shot.
Foul.
What
and now I have to live with the results.
What a goon.
The Mace plant.
Yeah, the
what
Mace plant
goon.
Is a legendary deal.
It is. Now, I intend to not give – well, you know, in my I dreams last night that I was in right field and I was hit the ball and my feet got tangled up and I went straight down and didn't get the ball.
You dreamed about that?
Yeah, I dreamed
That's called
about
a nightmare.
It.
Yeah, really.
It was. It was scary and embarrassing.
Okay.
So my intention is I can't track a fly ball the way I used to, Clinton.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make
strategy.
Decent plays.
Chris Morales is here now.
What's
real
Morales
quick?
Doing? Yeah.
I had to get some tacos for Key. Key's here.
Oh
Hi,
yeah.
Key. And I heard something about Cappy and a switch hitter.
Yeah. No.
See, I told you.
I've known that for years, boys.
Yeah.
Known it for years.
I literally said Morales bit alert. And
we so, ready? We only got a few more
oh,
minutes to go.
Yeah, we're ready to run.
Okay.
By the way, that was just laying on the table,
yes.
And it took Morales to stop by and actually play it.
So listen, hold on. Before we hit this break, can everybody hear us here? Can everybody hear us? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So earlier today, Mace is going like this.
Yeah.
Mace is going. Are you here for Team Mace or are you here for
you
Team
Oh, you did a lot
Cappy?
Of that. You did a lot of that.
And here's what happened. Mace is here, and everybody's like, yeah, Mace!
Oh,
yeah!
This is interesting.
You know?
So you want to do it now?
So
yes.
Now, vote
with your mouth.
Yep.
Now.
I think we're the road team, you, just so you know. Based
we are the road team.
Earlier.
Yes. We are the road team.
Yeah.
All right, here goes. I need everybody who's supporting Team Cappy here to get ridiculously loud in 1 second. Because he's the home team. He's going to get the last at bat. Who's here today to support Team Cappy? Yeah! Yeah!
Bravo.
There's some booze there.
Bravo.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
All right.
That's great.
All right.
This probably won't go well.
You have home show advantage, but here's what we're going to do.
Home show advantage.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Who is here for Team Mace?
Wow.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to get ugly. It's a real road game. It's a real road game.
This is what we like to call a rowdy environment. Raucous environment.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that the show of the year is that has more support right now.
No question about that.
There's no doubt.
Remember when everyone thought Mace was going to win host of the year?
Oh!
Yeah.
Come on, Cappy. Let's do it again. Another upset.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we come tonight.
Dancing all over the
stage.
Did you hear Sedano? Sedano called in to call. He had a problem with your late roster shenanigans. Everybody is looking at this.
Sedano's got
you
no
mean
skin
Mace
in
is cheating?
Game.
It might be kind of. This might be kind of tainted.
Sedano's got no skin
this
in the game.
This might be like.
We're still
like
look. We're the home team, but you guys are decided favorites. I mean, people love an underdog.
Oh no, the
people love an underdog story.
The numbers have come way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way down.
Yeah,
everybody loves
way
the underdog.
Down.
Yeah.
I love Clinton doing this while he's wrapping his bat.
By the way, Clinton, the bats are just amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you are so friggin' serious
Thank
about
you,
it.
Man.
I don't want to use it.
Don't use it. I mean, take it home. Do whatever you like.
Yeah,
with
I'm
it.
Afraid. I think it looks really cool. I don't even know if I want to use it.
Mario's going to use his. It's a bat. Feel free to use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to use he brought a couple actual softball wood bats too, which I'm trying to tape right now to a not great result, but
that's a nice piece of wood.
Yeah.
You got to put that up in the house, Mace.
Yeah.
Need you know
a nice
what I mean?
Piece
Slee,
of wood.
Look at Slee.
I know what you mean.
Slee's
yes.
got both hands on it.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm bunting down the third baseline. I
Again, that joke's not
bunt.
Funny when the coach
he's
is
not
here.
Liking it. Yeah,
you better extend
it.
And hit the ball, Slee.
Okay, what's your take on walks?
Yeah, what is our take on walks?
You will get taken out.
DeMarco,
that's the take on walks.
Whoa,
You're not
whoa,
taking
whoa,
out DeMarco,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
And DeMarco said he would walk.
DeMarco's not on my team.
No, but wait a minute. I think you've got to throw strikes.
Yeah, you have to.
We have an umpire. You've got to
throw
strikes. We're
starting with the 1-1,
you're not obligated to swing at a bad pitch.
No, but we're starting with 1-1.
Yeah, so what do you do?
What do you mean we're starting with 1-1? The count's 1-1 when we start?
Yeah, that keeps it moving. That's pretty standard American softball
is
adult
it?
Stuff.
1-1.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty normal stuff.
1-1.
Yeah, because nobody has time to be – yeah.
But if you walk, you walk. I mean, you can't swing at bad pitches.
I mean, you can, but, you know.
I've told my guys, look, we are –
Oh, y'all had a strategy meeting?
Wait.
Plate management, man.
Okay. You spoke to your team?
I have.
Beto allowed you to speak
to your
team?
We had an enormous Zoom call earlier today with everybody.
Right, really. I see.
Just to talk.
I'm glad you guys are so bonded.
Last weekend with our team.
Training camp last weekend?
Palm Springs.
Yeah, nice.
All right, we're going to
wrap things up. Have you guys started drinking yet or
not? Not yet.
No.
But here's what we're going to do.
That's not true. I had a shot.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bonitos tonight for a party.
Yeah.
Friday night in the house in the city of West Covina, Cappy.
And it is on right now, dude. It's crazy here.
You know what's funny? Our new owner, the great Sam Pines, once said, we threw an award show in Montebello about a month ago just to give ourselves awards. A month later, we're throwing a party in West Covina for everybody to watch us play softball.
Yeah!
Yeah!
We're awesome! We're great!
We are great. Get on down here. If you've still got a few minutes, 2100 South Azusa Avenue. Hornitos Tequila for shot takers on the field and off. Hornitos Tequila, a shot worth taking. Boys, about 40 minutes.
Yep.
Before you and teammate.
Oh, my. Wait. Look at this sign
we hate
right here.
Lame Imaging Tuesday.
Lame Imaging Tuesday. Not Live Imaging Tuesday. Lame Imaging Tuesday. It's still hashtag lit.
That's pretty good.
It is? No, I don't think it is lit. It's kind of lit.
Lame Imaging Tuesday. That made me laugh. just so we're clear.
No, that was creative.
That made me laugh. Yeah.
Maybe he could work on Mason and Ireland show and add some creativity.
Hey, now.
You see what the concierge just brought back?
Well, what did he bring back?
Oh, man. Jules brought back some of those bomb-ass red chick sandwiches.
I need to have one of those.
Dude, me too.
I've not yet had one of those.
Me neither.
Look who's here. The one and only. The legend.
There he is.
What's up, Foos?
Producer Jorge.
Yeah, what's up, sucker?
What's up, Foos?
Yeah.
Hey.
Jorge, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah.
What was your day like from a prep standpoint?
What prep?
Yeah, vote for Jorge.
That's what
prep?
Thought.
Yeah.
That's
I make all your dreams come true.
Just making sure. Just checking in.
No prep, you know. No prep.
They love you, dog. They love you.
Hey.
We're not going to be able to get through the segment because people are just screaming his name the entire time.
What can I tell you, man? They love you, dude.
Hey, appreciate the love, guys. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
We know this.
No practice.
We've
no
heard this. We've heard that before.
Let me ask you a question here. We've talked to everybody on our team all week long. I see producer Emily's here. She seems pretty confident in her abilities. Bergman has gone and had rave reviews of his batting sessions. Clinton has positioned everybody. He's worked hard on our
Slee
team.
Slee was made his way back out of the doghouse.
Everybody we've spoken to, Mario Ruiz, everybody's super confident. Uh-huh. We haven't spoken to you. Jorge Briones, how you feeling about today's game and playing on Team Cappy?
I'm good. It's a little weird not being with Mace. You know, I'm with Mace every day. But I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for today. And we'll see. Like, I about practice and getting ready for this stuff. Like,
that's not for you.
It's not.
What was your strategy in picking your at-bat song?
The crowd. That's what the people want. La Chona. That's the thing.
Exactly. That's what they want.
The people want.
That was called a crowd moment.
What they want. It's a morning show one, right?
Yes.
It's a morning show song. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about Casper Villa here and his signage? Face it, Mace.
I love it. I love the frame by frame. I like how you broke it down. It's the one of the most creative signs I've seen so far.
You know, Casper went out and got himself, brought us tequila today.
And hey.
He's ready to roll, man.
No, he looks ready.
He is.
Just look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the shades. I like the shades.
Yeah. So I know Jorge for the Mandy's.
Yeah.
You were producing, you were creating, you were running around putting out fires. This is a different vibe. You seem a lot more relaxed. How are you going to touch the people today?
I'll just do it in the field. You guys do all the talking. I'm more of a behind-the-scenes guy.
You're a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, huh?
Yeah.
What position do you have Jorge playing?
I think he's playing right, or are you playing left?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run out like Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, he's playing right. Exactly. He's going to do that bit. Yeah, exactly.
You are? Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll run out like Sammy Sosa from there to my spot.
Make sure you stretch.
Oh, for sure.
Okay? Make sure you stretch
it out. So
tell
me about your injury. What happened?
My injury? I Yeah.
Jorge.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen. We better get that chant going every single time he gets to the plate.
Right.
That has to happen.
This is cool. This is awesome.
That has to happen.
This is cool.
I love it.
Appreciate the love, guys. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Now, have you been out to the parking lot? Have you seen what's going on out there?
I'll tell you something. I was here when this place was built, man. I grew up down the street from here.
Right.
I grew up the street, Temple and Azusa, right there.
That's the apartment exactly where you're talking
next
about.
Next to the church there. I grew up there. I went to Yorbita Elementary School, Giano Intermediate, and Nogales High School.
So okay.
Everything.
So this is a homecoming like a mug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the crib.
Yeah. So I grew up down the street from here. I saw when this place was built. I came here and played soccer here when this place was built. You know, I know this place. This is home field advantage.
Yeah, it is. And this makes you feel proud, too,
it does.
Like
it does.
Everybody's coming to your hometown. Everybody's
exactly.
playing in your park, right? This is you've welcomed everybody here.
Everybody's welcome here. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Mi casa, su casa.
Si! Yeah, mi casa, su casa. That's exactly
casa.
Right.
Welcome, everybody. Bienvenidos.
Yeah.
I see Clinton Yates over there busy taping up the bats.
I'm taping up bats. So if those of you who haven't heard me
by the way, your guy who made the bats, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, Kip, he's right there.
Shout out to him right there. That's Kip right there.
I appreciate the bat, man. What a touch. Appreciate the bat, man. I can't say
that's what's up. He came all the way from the East Coast with these for everybody.
Yeah,
so
this is awesome.
This is the kind of love we show here at the station.
Appreciate that.
For those of you who can't see me, I've been taping a bat grip the entire last two segments.
This is unbelievable.
Doing it.
What Coach Yates is doing right here, this is incredible.
Getting a little pattern going on it, too, so you guys can take pictures with it because it's sexy.
Yeah, it is. You know it is.
Yeah.
All right, Jorge, we're now 30 minutes away from game time. I want you to get yourself focused.
Yeah.
I want you to get stretched out.
I will. Okay.
We're going to do a team stretch at 7.
I got to tape my ankles.
Call time if you're on Team Cappy. Be on the right field line at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
All right, appreciate the love, guys.
Okay,
absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Jorge's now signing autographs. This is so cool.
This is amazing.
This is amazing.
This is awesome, man. Yeah.
Funchy, you have done a great job for us this week.
Thank you. I'll be back next week.
Filling in for Lindsay Baseball?
I'll be back next week.
Really?
Yes.
Jorge. I love that chant.
It's great. He's a real man of the people.
Are you a little jealous?
Are you a little jealous?
Yeah.
It's that good.
It really is. All right. Let's do that. On the way out, everybody. I've only got 17 love boats left in me. Okay.
Let's
do one for everybody listening. Here we go.
Here we go. On three. One.
One more time. Love boat. I don't know, man.
We got to work on our call and response game.
We got to get
our timing down better.
All right. All right. We're gonna sign this Dodgers license plate. We're going to get ready to go out and play. Any final thoughts from you, Coach Clinton Yates?
As I say all the time when I talk to kids who play sports or do a bunch of other things, it's easier to have fun if you work hard. And that's what we try to show every day when we come out for the community, and you guys show us love as well. You work hard at doing it, and we all have fun. So thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Okay. Funchy, we've all been working together this week, but you are on Team Mace. Do you have any final thoughts here as we get ready to get onto the field?
As soon as we get off the air, you're my enemy. At least for a couple hours.
Okay. Chris Morales, here in the final 30 seconds, a final thought as we get ready to hit the field here, Chris Morales.
Funch cut him off? That'll be a day. Anyway, Team Cappy all the way. I love the Mace, the people that Mace is going to have to pay to make signs about me. I mean, that is amazing. Great work from everybody. We did an award show. We brought the house down a month ago. We're going to bring the house down tonight in the city of West Covina.
Yeah,
let's
baby.
Go.
Let's
yeah,
do
baby.
It.
Hey, thanks to everybody for being here. Thanks to everybody for listening. And let's play ball. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Hey, let them hear you on the way out, everybody. Let them hear you. Here